To make an etching, an artist starts with a copper plate, which gets covered with a thin layer of what's called ground, a waxy substance. And the artist uses a tool called an etching needle with a very fine, sharp, needle-like point to draw through the ground. After an artist has drawn his image, the copper plate is immersed into the basin that has acid in it. And the acid eats through the lines that have been incised into the waxy ground. But the ground prevents the acid from eating those areas of the plate that it covers. Then the plate is removed and the waxy ground is removed with a solvent. The plate is inked with a very stiff printer's ink to cover the entire surface of the plate. And then the printer wipes the surface of the copper plate so that the ink remains only in those little lines representing the artist's drawing. A sheet of paper is placed over the copper plate, and the copper plate and the paper are put through an etching press. The press forces the paper into the thin lines to pick up the ink that's filling those lines. So when the paper is lifted off the etching plate, the image has been transferred in reverse. In effect, it's a mirror impression of what the artist has drawn. The printing process can be repeated many times so that the work exists in multiple copies.